Good evening, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Geox First Half 2025 Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Luca Amadini, Investor Relations Manager of Geox. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining our call today. This is Luca Amadini speaking. Let me introduce you to today's call speakers: the Geox Group CEO, Mr. Francesco Di Giovanni, and the CFO, Mr. Andrea Maldi. Mr. Di Giovanni will start by providing you a brief introduction, then Andrea will delve deeper into the financial results and our first half of 2025. Following that, Mr. Di Giovanni and Mr. Maldi will be happy to take your questions. I would like to remind you that these presentations may contain statements that do not reflect reported financial results or other historical information. Any forward-looking statements are based on the group's current expectations and projections concerning future events. Let me also underline that, given the nature of the Geox business, interim results can be influenced by seasonal effects and therefore cannot be taken as a proxy for full-year trends or results. Let me now hand over to our CEO, Mr. Francesco Di Giovanni.
Hello, good evening. My name is Francesco Di Giovanni. As you may know, I've been appointed just recently. As a matter of fact, I believe no more than a week ago. That by itself, it might trigger some curiosity, and I'll be happy to answer any question that you might have. I would say at the end of the conversation, as was anticipated by Luca. Just a few words as an introduction. I've been around the Geox offices and case for the last 6 months now. I was involved immediately after by the company, immediately after the year-end 2024, that, as you may remember, was marked by a number of important events, including the agreement that had been reached with the banks. The idea of my involvement at that time was to have a proper set of second eyes on the likelihood of the performance of the business and of the performance of the business plan that had been concocted. What has happened recently is that there was a sort of a, say, discussion on the speed and the focus to deliver the business plan or to deliver the results of the business plan, so to say it better, which led eventually to the decision by the board of directors and the shareholders to appoint me to improve the chances of driving the accelerated actions that are needed in order to meet the quite challenging market conditions under which the company, as much as all its competitors, are actually facing at the moment. I guess I can anticipate that I will turn the floor to Andrea Maldi in a second, but I can tell you that the result of the first 6 months won't disappoint you, will not disappoint you. There are a number of important initiatives that have been taken by the company over the last few months, which are already bearing fruits. We would expect a number of other actions that have been discussed over the last few months to be implemented over the coming few months. I will not speculate on what that translates into, potentially translates into numbers and results, figures, and so on, but I guess we will have opportunities in the future to discuss further what the expectations of the company are for the future. With that in mind, I leave the floor to Andrea Maldi, happy to take any question at the end.
Thank you, Francesco, and good afternoon, everybody. I will try to deep dive with you on the results of the first half of the financial year 2025, trying to give you the main highlights of this semester. Starting from the sales, it's worth to notice that we have reached a value of 305 million as of June 25, which compared to the same period of last year, where we reached a value of 320, it means that we have a gap of 15 million. Worth to notice that this 15 million gap is mainly explained by the shutdown of our operation in US and China, which has been closed as of December 24. Therefore, the comparison takes us to the point that we just have a slight decrease in sales compared to the same period of last year in the region of 6 million. And it's also worth to notice that the results of the first half of the year in terms of sales is quite close to our budget expectation that were set for the period at 312 million. Despite the drop in sales of 50 million, which means overall an 8 million of margin less compared to the same period of last year, we have been able, thanks to a series of action in cost control and thanks to the support also of Francesco that was acting at the time as a consultant in the company, we've been able to drive an improvement of our profitability and to recover about 14 million of cost compared to the same period of June 2024. That said, it means that we are able to close our semester with an EBIT adjusted in the positive path of about 600K, let's say 1 million, just to round the number, compared to the loss that we have incurred in the same period of last year, which was set in the region of minus 5 million. So I would say a dramatically significant improvement in terms of profitability of the company over the first 6 months. If we and significantly better than our expectation for the same period that we are in, based on the assumption that we are noted in our budget, which, as you might remember, it was basically aligned to the first year of the financial and industrial business plan that has been presented to the stock exchange and to the market in March. If we look at the net results, clearly we are positively benefiting of this recovery of profitability, and at the same time so we are having a favored exchange rate with the Russian ruble that is taking us so to register a loss for the first half of 2025 in the region of the 5 million compared to the 15 million negative that we have incurred last year in the same period. So that's are the main highlights on the financial. Therefore, I would like to again stress the point of net sales overall aligned. We're speaking about minus 4.7%, and if we exclude the perimeter effect of USA and China, we're just taking the number down to 1.9% compared to the period of last year, and we are benefiting of a good profitability in terms of recoverability of profitability, which is mainly coming from cost control. If we move down a little bit more into the footprint, in terms of shops, our number is set for the June 2025 in the range of 590 shops, including direct operated stores and the franchisee, which is lower than the same period of last year where the number was at 630. The decline is mainly in the franchisee department and not in the direct operated shop. The other good news is on the like-for-like performance of our shops, which is basically doing a slightly positive 0.3% compared to last year. So I would say flat positive. And we are also benefiting of the strong results of our website, direct operated website, which is performing 8.6% better than 2024. At the same time, we are instead incurring in a significant decrease of performance on the line of the marketplace, which is down 14%, 17%, I apologize, compared to the perimeter of the 2024. The other, I think, interesting note for the market is that our financial position for the first semester, the so-called PFN on the bank, bank debt is set at 100 million, which is lower of compared to the period of 2024, where we registered a PFN debt of about 112 million. Basically, we are worth notice that we are benefiting in our first 6 months of the capital increase, which has been concluded in the range of 30 million just a few weeks ago before the end of June. I think that if we look at the sales in terms of by channel, and we try to drill down at the evolution of the different channel, and we compare the two results of the first 6 months, we are basically having an wholesale in brick and mortar, which is down 5 million, which is quite a good result. And we have a retail business and e-commerce, which are basically flat in terms of results compared to the same period of last year. I think that these are the main financial highlights. I think that we can have a quick look also at the net working capital. We know that we are having at June a net working capital of about 140 million, which is a little bit higher than the one of 126 as of June 24, and higher than the one at the end of 2024, where we registered 105 million. I think basically the most of the increase is coming from the payable side, where we have improved our payment terms condition. At the same time, we have also reduced our base cost. So the two effects combined are clearly increasing the net working capital. Good story on the inventory, which is instead setting the value in the range of 245 million with an improvement on the stratification and of the season included in inventory. So I think that having said that the results of the first semester are quite good, quite in line with our expectation. At the same time, we are looking forward at what's going on for the rest of the year, and we are still foreseeing some significant important issue that might come in terms of sales. Therefore, we want to remain prudent. We know that we are taking the right path in terms of profitability. At the same time, we can conclude that looking at the results that we confirmed to the market, we are expecting the slight decrease in the range of the mid single digit compared to our last communication, while we are confirming fully the profitability expected in terms of first margin. I'm happy to take questions specific, if any.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask you to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Oriana Cardani of Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for taking my questions. The first one is for Mr. Di Giovanni. Can you tell us what areas will be your focus immediately and what potential deviations from the current plan may be introduced? And just a confirmation, is the 25-29 business plan still valid? My second question is on the spring summer collection for 26. How was the feedback received in May? And what are your expectations regarding the order intake? a flat or a low single-digit decline compared to last year may be a realistic scenario. The third question is on the weakness in the online wholesale in the second quarter. Can you elaborate on the reasons and whether there were temporary factors that contributed to the decline, or are difficulties expected to persist in coming months? And finally, can you give us the expectation of net debt by year end? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your questions. I will address the first one and then I will leave all the others to Andrea, but I'll be very happy to complement what Andrea might not deal with. Well, I guess the point is the following. The company is certainly recognized in the market as a significant player in the industry. Unfortunately, the financial performance of the company and the economic performance of the company has not been up to expectations for quite a long while. The analysis that I had the opportunity to run for a couple of months at the beginning of my involvement as an advisor confirmed what I guess the historical financials of the company showed quite clearly, i.e. a declining business, which is probably attributable to an odd combination of product offering and market demand across, I would say, all the areas where the company is present. But even more, it shows a cost structure which is not adequate to the changed business environment in the business the company plays its role. And I don't want to be too diplomatic, but I guess that the latter is probably the major issue that we will need to address over the coming few months to see whether we can indeed achieve a more balanced financial performance, most probably, I would say, not earlier than next year. Because as you probably imagine, although a number of projects have been already implemented and some of the benefits of that are indeed included already in the first 6 months, although they were not started in January 2025. Some of them, yes, some of them were implemented, the implementation started during the first 6 months. The net effect of all of that is approximately 14.7 million. If I go by heart, that is the number, which shows that it can be done. You can indeed take actions and take decisions that, if properly implemented, lead to better results. And that is the path that we intend to follow. And I guess when I say we is because this has been shared with a significant portion of the management and with the board of directors and with the shareholders, to the benefit of all shareholders, as a matter of fact. So there are projects that are already ongoing. There are projects that need to be implemented, although they've been decided. And so there are additional projects we are working on that will further support a cost reduction, but also a very significant simplification of the processes that have a bearing on the top line of the company. So the idea is to get into a, say, safer area as far as the cost structure is concerned, without neglecting at any point in time the possibility to pursue improvements very soon. Even now, as we are speaking, we are working to promote some of our products that had not been particularly focused upon in the past few months, and therefore foster as much as possible the top line as well. Very happy to be more detailed if anyone needs more. Basically, that is the very quick summary of the program we have. As far as the solidity of the current business plan, so to speak, going forward, the plan that was concocted in 2024 already had a certain of suggestions in terms of the turnaround of the, say, of the top line. It was not addressing, in my opinion, I believe that I have good reasons to say that, it was not addressing the issue of timing more than anything else. And that is where we are, we need to dedicate our resources and efforts, is to accelerate the programs, the programs, more than making a revolution. This is at least for the very short term. The next 6 to 12 months, we will need to focus specifically on accelerating savings, so to speak, and as much as possible supporting the products that currently have in our pipeline, so that to push as much as possible turnover. That does not mean that during the coming few months, because of the projects that we are working on, as I said, to simplify processes rather than give more solidity to the turnaround of the company in terms of market positioning and so on, there might not be the need to reconsider some of the assumptions of the old plan, and therefore come forward to you all with some sort of fine-tuning of the plan. But I would not speculate on that at the moment, because I think it would be we would not be proper.
Thank you, Francesco. This is Andrea speaking. Oriana, I will try to address the other question that you made, if you might need to remember if I miss some of them. The first one, I think that was related to what's the status of the Spring-Summer campaign 2026, if I'm not wrong. I would say that, as you know, the campaign started back beginning of May, and is supposed to close by the end of September. So we are deeply now working, and we are really in the middle of the campaign. So far, as we have noted also in our press release, there has been quite a good interest on the new product development that we made and for which we worked out in the past, despite the fact that, as you know, is not matching with an interesting and nice market momentum. Despite the market momentum with the new product and also with our traditional, the backward of the some key products like the Fastin and whatever, we are strongly developing on the market in terms of orders, and we might expect to be at least in the region of a slightly positive results compared to the season of the previous year. The other question, I think, that was related to the weaknesses of what you called wholesale web. And just to better specify, I think that when we look at the year-end results, we're thinking to be mainly impacted by a slight decline on sales, mainly into two lines. One is the one that you just mentioned, which is the wholesale platform. And we are thinking to some specific country like Russia, where the market is becoming quite difficult. And we push hard on the market to this key customer in the past. And now we are clearly taking a moment of relief of what we did in the past. We are facing some issues in maintaining the same level of order expectation in the kind of countries with some specific customers. The other one, which is quite interesting, but that needs to be taken in consideration just to expand on your point, is on the marketplace, where we are expecting to have a slight decline compared to last year. But further, I would say that we are taking on our side the decision to decrease the pace of speed of the new opening of the new platform, given the fact that it's a very difficult market. The platform are very difficult now to make them really profitable. So you move a lot of sales, but then it's difficult to make profitability. And we need to focus, as Francesco say, on recover profitability. And we are identifying a series of action to make them more profitable. But clearly, as a company, we prefer to fix what we have rather than expand on a business model which is struggling to be successful. If I'm not wrong, the last question was around our expectation on the net debt by year end. I think that we are happy to confirm that despite our indication of a low mid single digit decline in sales by year end, we are still confirming to be in the range of the net debt expected and indicated by the market in the region of the 105. Let's say from 100 to 110 would be quite a good result for us, because this is going to be a set that is in line with the financial plan evolution and is keeping our cash consumption in line with our expectation and basically without absorbing cash by 2024 to 2025. I think that I should have answered all your questions. If I'm missing something, please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Ramadini, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for participating in this call and for staying with us this evening. Let me just give you a quick reminder of the next call on the 2025 9 months result that will be held on the next November the 3rd. The 13th. And thank you again and good evening to all of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. The conference is now over. You may disconnect your telephones. Thank you.